A descendant of some of the earliest farmers in America, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. I grew up in the Midwest, and when a farm was recognized for being in the same family for a century, that was a big deal. Then I hear Teresa Long Pittman talk about her family's farm.
I'm 16th generation on the Eastern Shore of Virginia. Our family, we'd like to say, got off the boat here and has stayed and has been farming kind of the same land for multiple generations. And we're right proud of our farming and family history.
Pittman's family has been farming in Virginia and parts beyond since the mid-1600s. She's proud of her background.
When you say you're a farm kid, it tells people you had some responsibility early on in life and you are mature enough to handle it. I am very proud to be a farm kid.
To listen to Pittman, she and her kin epitomize the family part of family farming.
You know, we're constantly in touch with each other and constantly supporting each other and laughing and joking. And that communication is really helpful for a farmer's well-being.
And working for Virginia Extension is another source of pride for Pittman.
And the Extension Service usually can either point you in the right direction, find the person you need to talk to, grab the resources that would be beneficial to that person in that time of need, no matter what that time of need is, whether it's their mental health or it's a financial issue or they need help learning best practices of how to grow things.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.